I remember being betrayed. It was horrible. It was terrible. Because not only was I betrayed, but it affected every single thing around me. It affected my family. It affected my career. And I was betrayed by a person who lied about me. And I think the worst part was that some of the people who heard the lie believed it. And they abandoned me. It later turned out that the truth was revealed. And it was shown that this person had told a lie about me. But what hurt the most was that some of the people who had believed the lie abandoned me. Even when it was brought to their attention that it was a lie, they wouldn't come into my presence. And that hurt. That hurt decades ago, and to this day it still hurts. Betrayal is something that cuts you to the depth of your soul. Because it's someone whom you think you can trust who does something behind your back. Jesus Christ was betrayed by one of his apostles. I wonder how much he hurt. What I think is interesting that he knew that he was going to be betrayed, and yet he still continued on. He could have walked away. He could have gone somewhere else. He could have called the angels. Yet he went forward in the mission of his life. And we see this in chapter 22 of Luke at what we call the Lord's Supper, or the Last Supper. It says, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Could you imagine having dinner with someone who was going to betray you, and you knew it? And not only that, the suffering that you were going to face was for them. Actually for them. A few years ago, I had to go to the dentist. I knew it was going to be painful. I didn't want to go, and it was painful, but I went. We avoid pain. We just do. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired this Passover with you before I suffer. And you can actually think of it this way. Before I suffer on your behalf. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until the fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of the one betraying me is with mine on the table. For indeed the Son of Man is going as it has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to discuss among themselves which one of them it might be who was going to do this thing. Could you imagine sitting at a table with a person who betrayed you? Now here's the truth. Each one of us has betrayed Jesus Christ at some point in our life. When he's asked us to do something, we've walked away. When he's really needed us to go to someone and help them, we were selfish. And yet, every moment of every day, Jesus Christ still determines to be with you. Such an unbelievable blessing in life. And yet you must believe it and know it today. The next step of your life depends on this. You see, we have betrayed Christ. Every time we purposely sin, we turn our back on him. The moment comes where we have a choice of following our flesh or following our Savior. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." He invited the apostles to be with him, and he suffered on their behalf and on your behalf. His body was beaten, scourged, spit upon, and crucified, and his blood was shed because he determined to be the sacrifice so that you can know the love of God. You'll be faced with temptation today. Please don't betray Jesus. Understand that you are forgiven because he is determined to love you. Amen.